Good afternoon, everyone. Today we are going to do something a little different. Instead of our normal call in and ask any question, we are going to do a segment all about writing confidence. Being that I really struggled with my confidence in writing since I was younger, I wanted to help out others that are going through the same thing I did. I will start with a little backstory on where my writing problem started. I was in the fifth grade and I was learning how to write a full essay. I just turned in my full essay, feeling really great about it and proud of myself. It took about a week later, my teacher gave everyone back their paper but me and told me to see her after class. I won't go into detail, but what she said and all she told me pretty much was that my paper sucked and that I would never be a good writer. That is when I started to doubt myself and continued until my first writing class in college when everything changed. So now I'm going to open up the lines to anyone that has a writing problem of their own and wants advice from someone they know that also had a writing problem. Hi, caller. Please say your name and let us know your writing problem.
Hi, my name's Becky and I'm a senior at Genoa High School. When I write papers in school, I always write a rough draft and then I write it again and again because I never think my ideas are good enough for a final paper. I kind of tend to write like 3 or 4 unpublished drafts and it just takes up a lot of time. I get really discouraged and then I just put the paper off and do it like the day before or do it later. I just feel rushed when I write it and when I'm done, I know it's not my best work. What can I do to help produce better work that I know I'm proud of?
Well, Becky, I would just tell you that you're not alone and many people have similar problems. I found that there are many sources out there like Forbes that would say writing an outline and expanding on it in your rough draft will help you get your ideas down in one spot. Then later you can beef up your paper with all your sources and it'll help you avoid rewriting it multiple times. This will also help you cut down on the time it takes you to write drafts over and over again.
Well, that's really good advice for my writing problem, but what about my procrastination?
Well, Becky, you are the only one that can truly change your procrastination. But from a journal article I found called Confidence and Competence in Writing, it kind of tells you that you need to really set time out of your day just for your writing. And you need to make sure that you start your paper close to right when you get it. You don't have to finish it in that sitting or write a full draft, but if you just start working on it, you're going to be thinking about it, and it will really just help you get all your ideas down and really get a head start into it. Also, if you do it one time and you have a good result, then the snowball effect will hit, and once you see that you're getting positive results, you're going to want to keep going and keep working on your papers every single time right when you get them.
Thank you so much. I really think these tricks will really help me out.
No problem, Becky. Keep on writing. We will now open the lines for another caller. Remember that today's cast is all about writing and your writing problems. It could be your child's, your students', or even your own. And we really just want to go ahead and open the lines and help as many people as possible.
Hi, this is Maddie. You're on the air.
Hi, Maddie. My name's Abby, and I'm student teaching in a freshman English class. I start teaching next week by myself, and I know that I need to teach them the basics about writing, but I'm scared of what I'm going to make my students hate writing or even make them scared to fail. What advice can you do to help me get my students' writing confidence up before they even start?
Well, Abby, I want to start off by saying that you need to be confident in yourself before you can teach your students how to be confident in their writing. When it comes to kids, Frank Pajares wrote a really good article about how to encourage them and really help them through the steps during their first paper, and it will lead to a higher success rate. Remember that not every kid is going to love writing, and the truth of the matter is most kids won't like it at all. Don't let this keep you from teaching them and making them good writers, though. Forbes thinks that if you give them examples of types of writing you are looking for, and even short readings to help them gain better writing skills, will help them in the end. They also say the important thing to know that becoming a good writer takes time, and rejection might happen, and bad grades could happen as well. As long as you help them and tell them to stay confident and not be afraid to ask for help, I'll think you do just fine. Good luck. Thank you for all your help, Maddie. I will definitely be putting some of your advice to use. I did have one more question, though. Do you put your sources anywhere so maybe I could read some of the articles you're using to help me get a jump start before I start teaching? All my sources will be able to found in a link on my website below wherever you're listening to this podcast. I really hope they help, and I really hope that you do a great job teaching. I believe in you. Thank you so much, Maddie. This is really going to help with my teaching. You're welcome, Abby. I know you'll do great things, and I wish you the best of luck through your teaching career. We are going to take a short break from callers and turn to a little bit of different parts of this podcast. And what we're going to be doing is listening to a cool clip I wanted to share with you listeners. This is a talk by Antoinette Du Bois from TED Talk. She will be talking about mindfulness and confidence in the classroom. I hope you really enjoy it.
So imagine a class full of pupils that are present, that are engaged, that are not shackled to a past or fearful of a future, but actually are learning, truly listening to what you're saying and really engaging. Imagine what a classroom of pupils would be like if they weren't fearful of other people's opinions. And as my husband often says, opinions are like armpits. Everyone has them and some stink. So we have to help young people build more resilience and maybe use this motto. So of course, we have to help young people shake it off. We have to help them build more resilience. We can choose to be defeated by other people's opinions or labels or judgments or even our own self-criticisms. Or we can use it as a stepping stone to success, to build more resilience. And of course, in the learning environment for young people, it's so important that they build that resilience in order to structure their learning, in order to engage and be inspired. Mental health for young people is an all-time high, and there was recent research that one in three pupils in a classroom has a mental health issue. So we have to help them shake off other people's opinions. We have to help them live more in the moment. And also, it's about learning to become more mindful. And like I say, young people by nature are mindful. It's the society and the pressures that make them either fearful of the future or living in the past. So we have to, as professionals, as teachers, and as parents, help young people to deal with that. Mindfulness is a perfect way to do that. And the misconception of mindfulness is that it's blanking the mind and pretending everything's okay. Whereas that's just not real life for us or for young people. And a bit like a traffic jam, emotions and thoughts and feelings can jam up for young people. I call it mind jam. It becomes so much that emotional explosion happens just in your classroom, unsettling the learning environment and also making pupils feel unsettled. So what we have to do is help young people to feel inspired, to feel resilient, feel able to deal with the issues that they come up with, feeling able to actually say, It's okay to make a mistake. And one of the things I teach young people about is actually say, woohoo, is another chance to get it right. Rather than changing perceptions, rather than saying it's all about getting it wrong, it's not. We only learn by getting it wrong. So celebrate the fact that you got it wrong and actually use it as a stepping stone to success.
I hope that has given so many of my teachers and parents that are listening a little help on how they can help their students and children to become more successful in the classroom and better writers. I'm going to open the lines back up for people to start talking right after we hear this week's version of Dad Jokes. There's an exclamation point and a question mark sitting in a bar. The exclamation point says to the question mark, I'll never date another apostrophe again. The question mark, of course, asks why. The exclamation point said, the last one was too possessive. Ba-dum-tsh. And we're back. I hope everyone enjoyed a little grammar joke thrown in with a little dad pun. The lines are now open and I will be waiting to hear our next caller. Caller 3, you're on the air. What can I help you with?
Hi, my name's Amber, and I'm the mother of 3 girls. One's 8, one's 13, and one's 17. My 17-year-old is a senior, and she just started taking College Credit Plus classes, and one of her classes is general studies, writing. She comes home from class, and she's always, like, freaking out and telling us all about her next paper and how she just knows she's gonna fail, and I just don't know how to help her. Me and her father have tried to help her out a little bit, but no matter what we do or what we say, she always tends to think that her writing isn't good enough and that it'll never be good. What do you think we could do to help her? Is there any way we can help her?
Well, Amber, I've read a short book and had some research done on 30 college students, and they talk about how staying confident and everything is more about trying to ease the stress of the writer. And how you do that is that you get them to do bit by bit and not just try to sit down and think about the full, like, 8-page paper and everything that goes into it. If you break it down and really help her see that little bit by little bit she can do better, I really think that it'll help a lot.
Well, thank you, but do you have any tips on how we could just help with their confidence?
Well, with some of the research I was talking about earlier that I have done has really helped me find a few different ways to help with writers' confidence. Forbes is one of them, and one thing that will help is to plan out the paper and set dates and times on when she'll work on it. This will give her a set plan so she will be able to stick to it and not be so stressed. Another way to help is try to free write and just get her ideas down on a piece of paper and not really make it a formal piece of writing. I would even suggest maybe using sticky notes here and there to just kind of like get some ideas down. I would also suggest that she try to find something she likes to relieve stress. This is more stress management than writing, but I would suggest her try to find something like working out or going for a run. If she gets stressed and worried about her paper, just a short little run or a walk or a workout could even just help her clear her mind and really get back into writing.
Thank you so much. I really think that we can put these ideas to use and really help her get over her stress before she goes to college.
The lines are back open and we're ready to hear from some more of you viewers.
Hi, my name's Ella, and I'm a college student at Tiffin University. I've been working really hard, but no matter what I do, it just feels like nothing's good enough. I tried a lot of the things you've already talked about in the podcast, and some do help, but mostly they don't, and I just get frustrated. Can we put the research aside for a minute, and you tell us how you got over your writing problem, and maybe the stuff that happened to you could help me?
Hi, Ella, and while I do have some guidance in this, I'm not 100% over my writing problem yet, but I'd love to tell you kind of what happened and how I think I might be able to get over it. I was in fifth grade, like I said, and I got my paper back, and my teacher just told me that it wasn't good and that I really wasn't a good writer.
I struggled with it pretty much all the way to my junior year when one of my teachers finally kind of told me that I needed to write with more confidence and be confident myself. And I understood what he meant, but it still didn't really help. And my senior year, I decided to take general studies writing at BGSU. And my first semester, my teacher talked to me and told me after he read my first draft that he thinks I have a lot of potential and that I'm actually really good at writing. I just need to figure out how to get my ideas down. So I started using sticky notes and writing out each little paragraph and each little thing on a sticky note to help me out. And it really just made a big difference. And then also, I had personal conferences with my teacher, and he kind of talked about how he saw the paper going and how he thinks he could help me. And all in all, it really built my confidence up, and he made me realize that I am a good writer. I just need to ask for help sometimes. And I've kind of continued doing that now that I am in my second year of GSW. I tend to write, and then once I get my feedback from my teacher, it's been great because he has conferences with our papers, so he gets to talk to me kind of about like what he's thinking and what he feels, and we get to just discuss everything, and it really helps me out with all of the different ideas that are floating through my head. So I think the best thing for you being in college is to try to go to your professor's office hours and really just give him a basis of what your work is and have him help you kind of develop your ideas and get down what you need to get down. I think that it will kind of relieve some of your stress, and the only thing that's going to be hard about that is finding time. But if you want to be a successful writer, I think you'll find time and you'll do great things. Thank you so much, Maddie. I was just really worried because I thought I was the only one going through this, or that my friends were just acting like they were, so that way I felt better about myself. I've always gotten good grades, and it really just scared me that I wasn't doing as well as I thought I would at first. And I will definitely start talking to my professor more and really getting him to help me out. I think that it'll make a huge difference, and that everything you said could really help me. I just need to find my own ways to kind of outline my papers and work hard. Thank you so much. Good luck to you, Ella, your time at Tiffin. I believe in you, and I know you can do it. Just stay focused and really work on your writing, and it'll all come together. I really hope that all the information I shared today really helped you in some way. And if you have any other questions, please don't be afraid to comment on this podcast. Tune in next week for another podcast. And also, comment what you want to hear about. Do we want to have an open caller? Or do we want to do another one like this? It's all up to you. I'm signing off for today, but stay confident.